Brothers and sisters, Jesus came so that we might have abundant life. In John 10:10, Jesus states, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is a beautiful declaration, is it not? But in order to truly and fully appreciate and celebrate this statement, we need to answer an important question. What does abundant life mean? The Greek word literally means more than or beyond what is expected. It is the same term that's used in Ephesians 3:20 when Paul says that God is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. But still, it begs the question, what does it look like to have more than the expected life? When you think about the words abundant life, what comes to mind? For some, our minds initially interpret abundance as materials, being materially rich. We know, however, that God does not promise material abundance to his flock. Simply considering the life of Paul and the disciples would be enough to refute that interpretation. For certain, our God can and often does bless us richly with material things, does he not? But that is not the promise here. That is not the abundance of which Christ speaks of. Our minds may then shift to the other side of the spectrum and interpret abundance as spiritual. Would we be wrong in saying that eternal life is indeed more than life or beyond life? We would not. And verses 27 and 28 of this chapter actually confirm this. Jesus goes on to say, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." Certainly, the eternal life to come is an abundant blessing that we eagerly look forward to, something that is beyond life. But is abundance only something that is to come? Is there no abundance for us now? In John 17:3, Jesus defines this abundant life in this way. "This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." Dwell on this for a second. Eternal and abundant life is a life that is enriched for all of eternity by personally and intimately knowing God. But that means it is also a life that starts not when we pass away, praise God, but the minute that we begin to know him, and the minute that we begin to know the sacrifice of Christ, and that becomes our hope. You see, what makes eternal life abundant is not never-ending time, but never-ending proximity. It is that proximity to Christ that makes abundance. An abundant life, then, is an eternity of living enriched by the knowledge and the presence of God. And if you are listening as a believer, this is really good news, because it means that that abundance does not start at the end of this life. It started when you came to Christ. And if you're listening and you're not a believer, this is still really good news, because it means that this abundance does not start at the end of this life. It starts when you decide to come to him. The second we come to a saving knowledge of Jesus, our lives are being enriched by the knowledge of our Savior. That is when he begins to come alongside us. It is when he begins to guide us, to align us with his original design and purpose for our lives. And we thrive in that. How many times have you heard someone ask how a believer can be so peaceful in times of trials and tribulation? How do we find contentment and joy while going through some deep suffering? How do we seem to maybe have so much favor or have things go right for us? It is because when we draw near to Christ, he enriches our lives. Nobody can deny the blessing and the enrichment that Christ brings in how we raise our families, in how we nurture our marriages, in how we approach work, and how we approach death and persecution. every area of our lives that we surrender to God becomes richly abundant, does it not? And that is the overflowing abundance of a life that is in communion with the Creator of all things. A life that walks guided and sheltered by the Almighty now, not later. A life that rests securely and is preserved in the hands of a loving Savior forever. And just think how much more abundant it will be when we are made perfect in Him. Now, abundant life does not mean that we are free from the effects of a broken and sinful world. But every day that we walk with Christ a step closer, we walk with Christ a step closer to that perfect abundance of life that God desires for us. John 17:24, in the high priestly prayer, Christ says, "Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am." You see, Jesus wants to give us abundance. He wants to give you an abundant life now and a perfectly abundant life later. But Satan will do anything to keep us from it. As we read in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. The story hasn't changed much from the days of Adam, has it? Man lives in communion with God, as God intended, flourishing under His care and guidance and provision, and the enemy is still trying to convince us that God is trying to keep us from something. He's trying to keep us from abundance. That somehow a life in service, lived in service to Him, is missing out. But Jesus said, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." You see, we know better. And today we celebrate that truth. Abundant life, brothers and sisters, is ours now and forever in Christ Jesus. Amen.